Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, my spiritual family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, thank you for joining us, and we're heard on this station every day at the same time, Monday through Friday. On yesterday's broadcast, I began a message entitled simply, Our Beloved. It's a focus on the Lord Jesus Christ and that intimate relationship that He desires to establish with His bride. The Word of God tells us that Jesus is coming back, praise God, and He's coming for a bride without spot, stain, or wrinkle. She will be perfect in beauty because she will have allowed the Holy Spirit to prepare her for that wonderful eternity to be spent forever with her Lord and her King, the beautiful Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit to prepare God's people, not only just for heaven, but that we can have that kind of relationship that the Lord desires with us. Our God loves communication. That's what He did in the very beginning. It shows that He came down every day and walked in the cool of the evening with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. God has not changed. That has been His desire from the very beginning. And even though man sinned, He made provision for that relationship to be restored through the atoning work of the Lord Jesus Christ, through His substitutionary death and resurrection, His death on the cross, and all that He endured for our sakes. And so, beloved, this is the focus of the Holy Spirit right now. Yes, there's a tremendous work going on. The harvest net is being cast out and multitudes of souls are being brought in. God is doing a great work. Many are coming to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for that. But for those who already know Him, there is a deeper work that the Holy Spirit desires to do. And I believe if you've walked with the Lord any length of time, if you've listened to this broadcast, you know and bear witness in your own spirit that that's true. You're not satisfied with the way you've been. You're not content with your spiritual walk and experience the way it has been in days past. You want more. I believe that. I mean, I feel that way as long as I've walked with the Lord, and He's been so good and so gracious and so faithful. But I want more of God. And the wonderful part about it, the Word of God promises that if we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled. And so, beloved, it's good. There are certain things, such as spiritual hunger, that are not negative, but sometimes it feels that way, because just like this bride that we've been looking at in the Song of Solomon in chapter 5, She was asleep, but her spirit was awake. Verse 2, I sleep, but my heart waketh. She hears the voice of her beloved, but she postpones it. She's comfortable. She doesn't want to get out of bed. She's, you know, she got ready to go to bed, and now the beloved is at her door, and so she hesitates. But when she finally bestirs herself and gets up, she can't find her beloved. He's gone. And so this is the state that she's in. In verse 8, she speaks, because at this point she's in a backslid condition, if you will, but she's being restored. And we made reference to the book of Revelation, just as Jesus did have something against the churches, as he spoke individually to each one. For the church of Laodicea, they were rich and increased with goods, but they were lukewarm. And God wants us to be passionately in love with him, that we should have no other gods before him, no idols in our lives, but just desiring to please him in everything that we do. And so she, in verse 8, she says, I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, see, they know about her beloved. If ye find my beloved, that ye tell him that I am sick of love. She's faint with desire for him. Her spiritual nature, her inner man, wins over the flesh nature. She just is not satisfied anymore to be in her comfort zone. She doesn't want to just satisfy the desires and pleasures of her own flesh and the things that pertain to this life, but she is hungering after the Lord. And as in this verse 8, we see the importance of the ministry of intercession. She's pleading with those who belong to him, the daughters of Jerusalem, to speak to him on her behalf. And so it is a Christ-like ministry to make intercession for transgressors. However, let's go on in verse 9 and see what their response is. This is the response of the daughters of Jerusalem. And if you will, they're like nominal professors of faith in Jesus Christ. They say, what is thy beloved more than another beloved, O thou fairest among women? What is thy beloved more than another beloved that thou dost so charge us? So they're asking her a question. They don't help her in the search for her beloved. They acknowledge her character as the fairest among women, but to them, her beloved is no more than any other beloved. In other words, they might know, you know, they may know, have certain information, but they don't have the vision of the beloved as the bride does. Their hearts have not been entranced with the beauty of the Savior. And so as they ask this question, we see that that very question that they ask stirs very deep emotion in her heart to give a full and a glowing testimony to describing her bridegroom's matchless beauty and his incomparable character. She knows him in whom she has believed. And so now in verse 10, she begins a description, and basically through the remainder, at the end of that chapter, chapter 5, she goes on with a glowing description of the Lord Jesus. And beloved, as you're listening to me today, it's my prayer for you and for my UCM spiritual family, for myself, that we will really get a renewed vision of Jesus, that we would see how altogether lovely, how beautiful he is, and that passion for him would so stir our heart that we will not count the cost. We will be willing to do whatever he asks of us, that our lives will reflect as in a mirror, his beauty, his love, his joy, his peace, all the fruit of the Spirit to just flow out from us. Let's now share together verse 10. My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000. He's the leader, if you will. There's none like him. And just as the Nazarite was whiter than milk and more ruddy than rubies, we see that in Lamentation 4 and 7. What does this mean? Well, white and pure reflects his very character and nature as the Son of God, completely without spot, without blemish, without sin. And he was ruddy and healthy as the Son of Man. He was divinely pure and completely and beautifully human. Isn't that one of the things that just so entrances you about the Lord Jesus? He took on flesh. He took on human nature. He became flesh like us. His body was broken. He had blood flowing through his veins. He had the mental faculties, the physical faculties that we have. He endured all manner of testing and trial and temptation. That, therefore, the scriptures say, because he did that, because he was willing to abase himself, to be identified with us, he then can so relate to the trials that you're going through. He understands how you feel when sometimes you can't even put it into words. You're not even sure what you're feeling. Sometimes we can't even isolate what's going on in our own hearts. We see that in the script. David asked himself, "Why art thou cast down, my soul? Why art thou disquieted within thee?" Sometimes we don't even have answers. We don't understand what's going on within our hearts. In the multitude of thy thoughts within me, yet we can say, "Thy comforts delight my soul." And so, beloved, this is where the Lord is drawing us into a passionate, intimate relationship with our Savior, with our Bridegroom, that will enable us to be able to go through the tests of this life, to live in this present evil age with a spirit of joy and with His peace and with love in such an outstanding way that people will look at us and they will know that we're different. They will know that we have something they don't have, and they will desire that. Beloved, as the world gets darker, as darkness comes upon the face of the earth and gross darkness the people, the light of God's glory will be seen upon His beloved. Well, it seems like I'm going so slowly through this, but just if you are able, please join me tomorrow. If you ever miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, www.unveilchrist.org. Click on the broadcast and you can listen anytime. They are archived there a number of years at your own convenience and at your time. Praise God. So, beloved, I must bring this broadcast to a close. Some of you really need support. You need just to have someone be able to stand with you. And I invite you, take just a moment to write down that contact information. You don't have to write a long letter. I've been working in the correspondence ministry since the 1970s, so I can read between the lines. The Holy Spirit helps me. Won't you write? I'd love to hear from you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,